at a subsequent one, maybe the second or third year they did that, George Meyer, who was the head of the DNR at the time, mused before starting his reading, just sort of mused aloud into the microphone. He said, it isn't just Lodi that should be doing this. Every town in Wisconsin ought to be reading Leopold this weekend. And Mark Miller, who was the state senator, who was in the audience waiting for his turn as a reader, jumped up and waved his hand and said, I'll introduce that legislation. And he did. And we now have Aldo Leopold Weekend in the state of Wisconsin. This year we'll be reading for 6 hours. It's quite an undertaking. For the reading here, I usually get, and this is at the Arboretum, I usually have anywhere between 45 and 60 readers, depending on how many hours we're doing readings. I don't know. I suppose everybody comes to Leopold in their own way. Unfortunately, he died immediately before Sand County Almanac was published. He did not live to see the book published. So, for better or for worse, and I would certainly wish that we'd been able to have Aldo Leopold around longer than we did, the poignant timing of the release of the book may have brought it to some people's attention who might not have noticed it otherwise. The best known part of the Sand County Almanac is the calendar essays, the January through December, usually the first section of the book. And I've learned that that takes just about exactly 3 hours to read. It's very approachable. It's written lyrically. It's written at a level that a lot of people can appreciate and enjoy. I would love to see everybody, every adult in the state, reading Sand County Almanac. Even though it was written 60 years ago, or a little bit more than 60 years ago, it's wonderfully relevant.
Out of some far recess of the sky, a tinkling of little bells falls soft upon the listening land. Then again silence. Now comes a baying of some sweet-throated hound. Soon the clamor of a responding pack. Then a far clear blast of hunting horns out of the sky into the fog. High horns, low horns, silence. And finally, a pandemonium of trumpets, rattles, croaks, and cries that almost shakes the bog with its nearness. At last, a glint of sun reveals the approach of a great echelon of birds. On motionless wing, they emerge from the lifting mists, sweep a final arc of sky, and settle in clangorous descending spirals to their feeding grounds. A new day has begun on the Crane Marsh.